Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Don't Blame Me. Our wonderful guest today is Taylor V. Robinson, and we discuss a girl who lives with her boyfriend and wants to break up with him but doesn't know how to tell him, a girl who slept with her boss. It got pretty kinky. Should they still date? And we discuss, is porn really terrible? Some girl thinks her boyfriend should stop watching porn, and we're going to talk about it coming up. Ow. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Woo, 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 woo. Pew! That's our new intro song.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a really fantastic performer. Our guest today is one of my dear, dear friends, Taylor. Oh, yeah. How do you want to be introduced?
You want to introduce me.
Was your middle name V?
Yes.
That's cute.
My professional name.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I was like, what's your professional name? And then what's like your friendship name?
My friendship name is Taylor.
Yeah.
What you call me on a day-to-day basis. My professional name is Taylor V. Robinson. Because
it's such a good name.
All of the best like directors and actors have include names. Their middle name.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to. I just have to do that. It's also a weird middle name. It's V-E-E.
So it sounds like you have like two last names, like mm-hmm. the third or something.
Most people think I made it up, which I didn't.
I did for a while. But I mean, it's okay.
You're like, I thought that was just for Facebook. Yeah. And I'm like, who does
Tyler's that? Name is made up.
Oh, no, that's his middle name, Chase.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tyler Chase Meisner. Come on, Megan.
Oh, do you also, know us? Fun fact, I did not know this. Fun fact, guys. How did we meet?
We met through Tyler Chase.
Because
you two were co-stars on the hit Hulu show. Ooh,
it was a hit. And you dated him, or you date him currently?
I currently date him, and I came to set. Well, I don't know when we first met at that party, the rap party.
Yes.
And you guys all knew so much about me because he talks about me constantly.
That's not even a joke.
Because who wouldn't? No.
True. I talk about you constantly.
But, and then you and everyone came up to me, Aislinn Paul, yeah, who I know is a guest on the show. She's a friend of the podcast.
She's been on a couple times.
Yeah. And you were like, oh my God, we hear so much about you. And I was like, I felt so loved. So we were instantly friends.
Instantly, because you're like, you like me? Great. Like, that's my like literally like my prerequisite for friendship. I'm like, as long as you like me, like, yeah, I'm going to like you.
Yeah, it's really like, that easy.
Really that easy. No, but it was funny. We actually, the first time that I met Tyler, or one of the first times I met Tyler, he was talking about how he had a crush on a girl in his acting class and how he like wanted to ask her out. And that was you.
It was me.
Yeah. So
what
we, like,
if it was someone else?
Can you imagine? So we heard the whole fucking evolution of your relationship, which is why, or like when you first started dating or whatever. And also we were the ones who, we would just like to say, we are the ones who made your relationship official. I think it's me and Leo and Aislinn, because we told one of our showrunners, he was like talking about you or something, and he just kept referring to you as Taylor. And it's like, who's this Taylor? And then Tyler's like, oh, I'm just like, she's like my girlfriend. And we were like, oh my God, she's officially your girlfriend. He's like, I mean, no, I just, and so and then he's like, I guess I have to make it official.
It's all because of you.
That's great. And so Taylor is an amazing filmmaker, filmmaker, actor, writer, director.
Great
things.
I want to just say real quick, I found myself in a tabloid. Due to someone I used to date.
Oh, yes,
will not be named. And they
dated Voldemort. Tom Riddle.
And they credited me. They were like, oh, this person, they were like, he used to date Taylor V. Robinson, short film enthusiast.
Enthusiast. I was like,
she just really likes them and tweets about them all the time.
I was like, I made a short film. You could call me a director, but I don't know.
That would be logical.
I don't know. So that was honestly better than past credits I've received.
Honestly, still one of my favorite articles.
I know.
You heard that person's show is not, it's not going forward, right? Not that one.
None of them do.
Yeah. He's jinxed. But yeah, so yeah, guys, this is the podcast. I'm so excited for you to be on this. A, because I feel like you're one of the perfect kinds of guests, because not only do I think you're like a great professional person, and I just saw Taylor do a staged reading of a play, which you did such a good job at. I can't read aloud, so I find that harder than memorizing it. So I'd be like, I couldn't do that. But you're a great like professional person. You're one of my favorite people to follow on social media, because your Twitter commentary is great. And you also reply to my tweets, which I really like need in a friend. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean, though?
Note it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I love when someone responds to my tweet with a GIF being
that's me.
Yeah, that's her. And we're like actually friends, so we can like talk. So I'm so excited you're here. And we did this, so it's not, Tyler's not here at the time. So
Tyler would have been so awkward the whole time.
The entire time. He would have been either, if you were talking, he would have been staring at you. And if he was talking the entire time, he'd be like, Can I say this?
So, is this okay?
This is a free open space. Oh, he's the sweetest. He's the sweetest
we
little
like
kid.
Him.
We do. We're big fans. But yeah, so if you guys are just listening to this podcast, we are also filming it for the internet. YouTube. So you can watch it, see our facial expressions. The episode that Sasha and I did, I just got all these tweets about how we make the same facial expression at the same time, and we already look alike. So like at every moment that we're both like, so you can see that. And yeah, Mel's here doing her Mel thing.
What up?
I think we need a Mel cam. Chimel doesn't like that idea.
We can have one.
I think we need a Mel cam.
Okay.
Because I just think it'd be great, because also you laugh really hard sometimes at the jokes, and I would really like people to see.
Yeah, and I usually cut it out because you can't see me, and it just sounds weird.
And I would really like that, so people could hear that like you find us funny.
Okay. So everyone, we're definitely staring at this beautiful woman over here.
Oh, she's
so
good.
That's who we're looking at, or I constantly am, because I get nervous. I'm like, I need to make eye contact.
Oh yeah, somebody. No. Mel's my go-to of being like, I feel uncomfortable. Let me look at Mel during the entire duration of this phone call. And that's what I'll make eyes to the whole time, being like, when is trying to talk through our brains. But yeah, so this is Don't Blame Me. It's an advice podcast. I also just like mouthed this microphone hard. Like my bottom lip just like got stuck on it. Yeah. This is an advice podcast where you guys call in, leave voicemails, and we give advice on things. And yeah, if you guys want to call in, the phone number is 310-694-0976. Yeah.
Perfect.
And international callers, we also accept emails from y'all with voice memos. So just record a voice memo, email it to meganpodcast@gmail.com. And now we're going to give people some advice, which I always say to the guest. I actually don't always say it. You can probably note which ones I didn't say. I feel like he'll be really good at this because it's probably ones I don't know that well. Or I don't know if I said it to Tyler, but maybe I did. He was great on it, though. Okay. But I feel like you're going to be really, really
better.
Good at this.
Better.
I think you're going to be better. Yeah, you are better. We are the superior gender.
It's true.
Yeah, there's no denying it.
It's just, it's 2018. Everybody should know that.
It's a fact. Like, it's a fact. Just like the world is round. Roseanne is canceled.
Amen.
And, oh my fucking God. I am so happy.
Oh God. It's beautiful. It's a bright new world.
It is a bright new fucking world. Okay. Should we start with the first call?
Let's go.
Hi, Megan. My name is Gabby and I am 21 years old. I've been dating my current boyfriend now for about a year and a half. But recently I've realized that I don't want to be with him anymore. Our relationship really started going downhill, I would say, about 6 months ago. And since then, we've tried, or at least I feel like we've tried, and it's just gotten worse. I'm confident now that I don't want to be with him at all. I don't see us ending up together, and I'm completely unhappy with my life with him. The problem is, though, is that we moved into our own apartment together this past March. And this isn't our first time living together. I would say about a year ago, he moved in to my parents' house with me, because he had roommate troubles. So we've been living together for a while. We know what it's like to live together. But it's just gotten worse since we've moved out into our own place. And since our apartment is a year contract, we can break the lease anytime soon. So one of us would have to stay, and he can't stay there because actually a family member of mine manages the apartments. So that would be awkward for him. And I don't think I could afford living there on my own. And I can't get a roommate because it's a one bedroom. So I don't know what to do, Megan. I also don't want to move back in with my parents because you know how that is. So please help me out. Any advice would help tremendously. Thank you.
I got a lot of fucking questions. You've dated for a year and a half. He moved in with you over a year ago to your parents' house. And also, you've been not into him for 6 months, yet you re-upped your lease in March?
I just want to say I had a very similar experience to this. Because I was like, and
were
I
you
don't
in
know,
New York?
No, I was here.
Oh,
not anyone, you know, but I was in this like with this boyfriend and it's hard. She's 21, right? So she's probably like right out of college or something like that. And you probably don't have a ton of money because if you did, you would be able to live in that apartment by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get in these situations where you're like, I need someone to split the rent with. And this is convenient because we're dating. Even if I don't totally like you. I was in the exact same situation and I decided like I did not want to date that person anymore. And it ended really badly. So I feel like on the other side of
it. So what did you do?
So what I ended up doing, I mean, this is probably the bad advice. And I think you can learn from my mistakes. I told that person we had, I don't know how long she said she had the lease remaining.
March. So they signed, re-upped it in March. It's only May right now.
Oh, shit. And it's probably a one-year lease. Oh, girl. Well, I decided like 6 months before our lease was up to let my boyfriend know that I didn't want to date him anymore.
Ooh, nice.
And so we legitimately kept living together.
Yeah.
While we like weren't dating. So slowly but surely over 6 months, it got worse and worse and worse until I started dating somebody else while we were still living together.
Yeah.
And then basically what happened is I had to find a friend. Like I had to find a friend that was sympathetic that I could be like, can I just move in your place for I don't know how long. I've got this bad lease situation. And I did. I found a friend that was, you know, like, oh, I've got a room open. You can sleep on my couch or what. And honestly, if the relationship is that bad, moving in with your parents for a little bit is not that bad of an idea. Unless you hate them.
Yeah. Who do you hate more, your boyfriend or your parents?
Yeah. I would I would totally live with my parents over
over a bad relationship.
If my parents lived right. here, I would be so grateful because it would have gotten me out of yeah. a lot of sticky situations. But yeah, I would just say like decide.
Yeah, you would pick the lesser of the evils.
Exactly. Like what's the worst mm-hmm. situation? And don't do that. Do the one that's second.
Yeah, because it's all going to suck. Like yeah. it is a sucky situation. And you're totally right in the living together thing. I like money and pressure and stuff can force people to live together in different yeah. ways. And like, I'll be the first to say that like, I was like super lucky that I started working. I also didn't go to college. So I didn't have debt. And I started working at 19. So for me, a roommate was always like
a choice
mm-hmm. and something like that. But like, so all of my friends in New York, all of them have moved in with their like significant other so much quicker than yeah. anyone else I know. But they're like, no, I have to pay rent that way.
Totally.
And I would say ultimately, like you just, it's a big deal to choose to live with a significant other. Because like I've had roommates before, like that were like girls and stuff. But like when Mats and I decided to live together, like that was like a process of deciding. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the option is, I don't think the it's not like I live with a boyfriend pretty early on in a relationship could get rocky, or I don't have a roommate and it's super expensive. Mm-hmm. Like I think ultimately like learning lesson down the road, live with another friend. Yeah. And also, like, do you have any, like, close friends that you can share a one bedroom with for a while? Yeah. Or, like, a friend, like, when my best friend, Sydney, she had an internship in LA for one summer. And I had a one bedroom apartment. And, like, she stayed with me all summer. Like, is there a way to do something like that? And also, I know that you said that it's awkward for him. Oh, I got to burp. Hold on.
Yeah. I felt that one.
Did you feel it mm-hmm. deep in your soul? Did it rattle your
bones?
It
was like my left shoulder.
Ooh, yeah.
Direct it.
Direct it right at you. You said that it would be your family manages or owns and operates that building or whatever. So it's awkward for him. I think you have to give him that choice too, mm-hmm. because moving's hella fucking inconvenient for both of you.
Yeah.
And so I think if you approach the situation and you want to break your lease, see if you can get a fucking deal on breaking your lease because right. it's like family owned and operated or yeah. whatever, and tell him and know that you kind of got to take the blame for this because he's going to be shit out of luck. Like this mm-hmm. needs to be on you of being like, I'm so incredibly sorry that, I wasn't truthful and honest with my feelings earlier with myself. And I've really come to this realization, like I didn't have any intention of screwing you over, but like, it took me a while to kind of understand what I was feeling. And I just feel like our relationship has run its course and I don't want to walk away from this with like tons of like emotional and baggage and issues with you. And I think if we continue to live together, like that's where it's going to be. And I don't want to like harbor those feelings towards you. And so say like, I've been able to strike a deal, with like the building and we can like get out of our lease for X amount of money. And then I think if I know financially, like if it was me, like I would be, if I were you, I would say, I'm going to cover it because it's not really fair to be like, hey, you're getting dumped. And also you need to pay to break this lease that you right. had no desire to break. Right. So I think you need to kind of own up to that and literally like pay the cost of like mm-hmm. pay the price of like what this has happened. And then give him the options. Like, so I'm more than happy to, I can't afford to live here by myself and I don't want to kick you out. So if you want to stay here, you're more than welcome to. And like, you can just be the sole person on the lease or get a roommate or anything like that. So I want to give you that option, or we can both move our separate ways and like get new places and I will cover the cost of, breaking this lease.
Yeah.
Because I also don't think it's fair to live with him. Because I do think if you're saying that he's not the one, I think living together at like 21 too, and like you've been together for over a year and a half, I think it just kind of sets, you're giving him the wrong idea of like where you think this is going. Like if I also think like if Mats and I were dating and I realized like, oh wow, this isn't it. Like, this isn't like who I want to end up with. Like, I would want to break, even if I really liked him still, mm-hmm. I would want to break up with him because we live together. Like living yeah. together makes it like you're playing house. Mm-hmm. Like you're not just a roommate in like a college situation. And especially if it's just you two, not another roommate, I think it's not really fair because you're just kind of leading them on to thinking that this is going to be like, oh, yeah. imagine we have
you're
a
like
dog
building
and kids.
A partnership.
And yeah, you're building a life together. Yeah. And that's not really fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times, if you find someone else to fill in mm-hmm. it for you, they'll allow you to either break your lease or let you sublease.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
especially because it's a one bedroom. Mm-hmm. You just find
somebody else.
Facebook post.
Yes. Yeah.
fine.
But talk to him first.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course. Yeah. Don't be like, hey, I'm making up. You're being evicted and you're being dumped too. And then later down the road, just try and live with friends. As much as like living with a roommate, as people talk about, like living with friends can be rough. Living with a guy you date or a girl you date, I think can be a lot harder.
Very rough. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Should we go on to the next call?
Yep. Yes.
Go, 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 go.
Hi, Megan. Okay, so I am 19. I live in a quite populated area. I started a job in October, and for the friends who know me, they know that I'm into kinkier things, mostly dominance and submissive, and I am a submissive person. And I did this thing where I hooked up and kind of dated one of my assistant managers at my job from November till about the beginning of January. And things were okay, but we broke up because we knew that, like, we weren't going in the same direction. We didn't want the same thing. And so that ended. Well, over the next month and, well, I guess half a month or so, things were just tense between us at work. I tried to not work with him on a lot of things when we were there. And then in February, I got hurt. I was out on workman's comp. I'm still gone, technically, and I go back this week. Well, the thing is, me and him talked, because I told him we needed to talk before I come back about things being tense. And I have a feeling that we're going to end up hooking up when I go back, like not like immediately, but sooner or later. And I have a feeling that he's going to catch feelings a lot faster this time than I did last time. And let me tell you, last time, oh, I caught feelings real quick, okay? So I guess what I'm asking is, do I sleep with my boss, who actually gave into like my sexual desires and was someone who actually experimented with me and bought stuff for us to play with and whatnot? Or do I try and leave it alone? Because let me tell you, I'm going to be working there for at least another year until I'm completely leaving, and I don't know how to go about this. Anyways, thank you so much, Megan.
Great question.
It's a good question. I mean, my instinct reaction is to be like, I feel like it's never a good idea to sleep with your boss.
I think like the cardinal rule yeah. is don't do that.
Well, first of all, like we're not even talking about HR. Like, I don't think it's allowed.
Probably.
It could be something that they don't care about. Like,
Yeah. Where do you work?
I know.
If it's at a kink shop, then you're probably fine.
Like, if it's at a Wall Street. Yeah. I think like I would just say you're young, right? You're young.
19.
Yeah. You're young. And I think there's like a lot of like vanilla frat boys in college that makes you think that like you're super, not that I'm saying you are not kinky, like I'm sure you're totally kinky, but there are more kinky guys out there, as opposed to like, this is not the only one. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, also like you caught feelings fast. Why don't you think you're going to catch feelings again?
Right.
Yeah. That was my question. It's like, are you not into him? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to hook up with him?
Like,
if
what's
you don't?
Changed?
What is your goal here? Do you,
sex.
Is it just sex?
If because, you both have feelings, then why fight them?
Exactly. Yeah. If you both have feelings Romance. And you're both into the same shit, then that seems like a match made yeah. in heaven. And then you can just go through whatever channels you need to go to with HR yeah. or whatever, or ignore that. I don't really, yeah. We don't have real jobs.
No,
we
don't, not have, real jobs. Like, I don't know.
We don't have HR, anyone looking out.
No, nobody.
Nobody cares. They encourage bad behavior, if anything.
Oh, they do, always.
So, but yeah, I would say, maybe before you mm-hmm. guys do the dirty again,
yeah,
just have a quick chat, just like
clothed,
clothed chat, yeah. maybe in a public place, ooh, maybe at a coffee shop.
She might be into public places.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Get it, girl. I love
can't win.
That.
But yeah, just like a quick, like, hey, we work together. Just the mm-hmm. reality of the situation. If we're going to keep doing this, that's great, but I want to be on top of it. No pun intended. No, she's submissive. You want to be on the bottom of it. But, if, like, just kind of
talk first, figure out what's going on. Yeah. And then pursue whatever you want and get it, girl, because I love that.
Me too. I think ultimately you just have to figure out, because you said earlier that you guys stopped hooking up because you just weren't on the same page or you didn't want the same things or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just have to figure out what's changed. That's kind of how I feel with like getting back together with exes or like rekindling old flames. Like, are those same problems still there and those same issues? Like, if they're not still there, like, go ahead, go for it. Because it's like so fun when you're sexually compatible with somebody. Mm-hmm. You're like, great, I don't have to teach somebody else something and like convince any. Not that, okay, that's bad. But I get that. And so I think, exactly. Like, have a conversation to figure out what both of your intentions are. Because if you think he's going to catch feelings, talk to him about it. Because I think so much of the time, if you had feelings for him prior and you called things off and you're reinitiating it, maybe he thinks you have feelings for him again and it's going to lead to something more. But if you're just looking for friends with benefits, I'll be honest, I have not. I think I've only been turned down for that one time.
Really?
One time. He would not have sex. He just wouldn't have sex with me in general. Like, he just like hardly wanted to be my friend. And I was just like, please. He was also like a virgin in college. And he became like the unicorn that every girl wanted to like be like. And he lived on my hall floor. Sup. It's okay. We can keep it in. We talk on Facebook sometimes.
We're still bleeding. Okay. No, just in case.
You should have seen. This is why we did Mel Cam. Mel's just sitting there like, no. But yeah, so I would say also, if you're upfront with that, that's not, me as a girl, like if I had like a guy friend or somebody who I'd like hooked up with or whatever, and he like came to me and was like trying to rekindle things, like my head would automatically go to like more romantic stuff. But if he was like, hey, I really love hooking up with you, like, just to be super blunt, how do you feel about kind of being like hookup buddies or whatever? I think when people get hurt, and the issue of like him potentially catching feelings, is when people think that everyone else is like, you're going into it with a different goal. And especially if you had feelings before,
right?
You know what I mean? Maybe he thinks like, oh, she's ready now to date.
And I'd also consider like, if you think he is generally a trustworthy person, just because this whole work situation, like, you don't want to jeopardize your job. 'Cause
he works above you.
Yeah. He works above you, and that's
in more ways than one.
Yeah. But it's hot.
But it can also be problematic. Yeah. So just really, like, you're smart, I'm sure. Decide for yourself, like, is this a person that, even if things did not pan out the way like either of us wanted to, am I risking my job? Am I risking like security? Or is he generally a good guy? And I think you can make that.
Yeah. And also, assertion. Have you dated anybody or like hooked up with anyone post that? Because I am so guilty of like getting hung up on one person and then romanticizing them, even if like things don't really go well, and kind of just going back to that one thing where, you can kind of relate. Like, if you have like a great experience with someone else, you can kind of forget that the reason you had a great experience is because you had that experience. And if you don't have other ones, you're not really giving the opportunity. Totally. So, maybe if you're trying to remember like, hey, am I just like hella fucking horny and remembering that like we had great sex? And if that's the case, like, you're
Bumble.
Yeah. Bumble, Tinder, like, date around. Everyone is far less vanilla than you think. And
I think she said she lived in a quiet town.
Yeah.
So that's probably part of it. You're feeling like, oh, I might not have a bunch of options, but they're out there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, they're
get on the internets and you'll find them. I mean, be careful, but
be safe, because you're
in a public place always.
Yeah.
I got a question.
For so us or for her?
For her. So she's on workers' comp. Did you injure yourself sexually at work when you guys were doing something kinky?
Oh, that would be a plot twist.
That would be, and then he would be indebted to you and your vagina.
Yeah.
Wow. That's I wonder what it was. Novel. I wonder where she fucking works too. Right. Where do you get injured at work? Like, do you work at TCBY? Did you slip and fall on a banana peel? Mm-hmm. Or like,
is it did you office? Slip and fall is on a restaurant?
You do slip and fall on a banana.
Milk him.
Yes, we need this so bad. God, I'm really curious. I want an update on this one.
Yeah, so
I
if feel you like, want to write in more or whatever, please. We would like to know. We'd like to follow this story.
Yeah. And you don't have to be specific, but I'm curious your age difference, and I'm curious where you work, what the injury is, and then what the follow through is with this guy.
Totally.
So hot though.
I know it's. Right? I like.
Do you think they hook up in the office?
Yeah. I hope.
That's so hot.
But what if it's a restaurant and it's in like the broom closet? It's still kind of
like
hot.
It's in the meat freezer.
Oh god!
Oh my god! Dry up so fast. It's so cold. Imagine clenching her vagina. It'd be so terrible.
Oh, it's too cold.
It's too cold. It's too cold. Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay. Well, sick. Should we go on to the next one?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Megan. I'm 20 years old and I'm from the U.S. I'm studying abroad in Australia for the semester. And a couple days after being here, I met this guy who's also from the U.S. He's about 6 hours away from me. Things quickly escalated between us, and I knew that I wanted to have sex with him, but he didn't get hard the first couple of times. And that happens, I understand, but this continued for 3 months. He told me he's been with one other girl while he was pretty drunk and barely remembers it. And he's pretty anxious, so I think this could be why he doesn't get hard, but it really started to get to me. I started to feel insecure, but knew I shouldn't. And I knew we were both disappointed by the fact that we couldn't have sex, but I tried as hard as I could to be encouraging as possible. I've tried basically everything, and I started to get really strong feelings for this guy, which sucked, because I can't be with him in the way that I want to, and he's never been in a relationship before, so it was hard for him to express his feelings for me, so I felt like feelings weren't being reciprocated. So I told him I was gonna see other people while also seeing him, and he agreed with that. He had no issue with it whatsoever. But when he found out I was with another guy, he was so distraught and told me he didn't want to lose me. So he said it was fine for me to be with other people, but he regrets that. He wants to be exclusive with me. I like seeing other people because I came here wanting to experience new things, new people. And I honestly like that I can have sex with this other guy. I know sex isn't the most important thing in a relationship, but I feel like I want to connect with someone in that way if I'm dating them. And I just don't know what to do because I really have strong feelings for this guy I'm seeing, the one that's 6 hours away from me. But I don't know if I can look past the fact that we can't have sex. And I also keep reminding myself I came here to experience new things and date around. I've been in a 3-year on and off, like part-time, long-distance relationship, so I feel like I shouldn't commit to someone. I'm also worried because if I decide I want to see this guy for the remaining 6 weeks in Australia, I know I want to be single when I go home because I just don't want to do long distance again. And same thing, I want to experience new things. But it seems like he wants to be exclusive back home also. So I don't know what to do because I really like all the time I have with him, and everything else with him is awesome. Like, and I just don't know what to do because I don't want to lose everything we have together, but I also want to experience new things and new people. So tell me what you think. Thanks.
I really love her life.
Isn't there something like so romantic about it? like a broken man.
Yes. A broken penis.
No, about like just like a vulnerable man. Like, okay.
Megan
disagrees.
Wait, I mean, like, I love a vulnerable. I mean, what are you talking about?
I mean, like, okay. So
a broken man is so not hot to me.
So, no, not hot, but like, there's something. I understand the feeling of like guys that are kind of like really sensitive, and I get the feeling. I mean, either there's something actually wrong,
yeah,
but most of the time it's psychological, the reason why guys can't get it up, right, and stay hard. My best friend in the world dated a guy for like 3 months who could not get it up the whole time, and they broke up because of that. Because
is he straight?
Yeah, he's straight, but he's got such severe performance anxiety, self-esteem issues. Like, he's a stand-up comedian, you know, like, yeah, he like definitely hates himself.
So I mean, that's just it's prerequisite.
And there's something like that, I think it's, you can confuse like romantic.
Sorry, I was just fixing that.
Romantic feelings with like kind, I don't want to say pity, but like this feeling of
like motherly,
like mm-hmm. I want to take care of you, and this nurturing feeling, especially if he's nice. He's like, he sounds like sweet. Maybe mm-hmm. he's artistic. You know, you're in a foreign land.
It's Timothy Chalamet.
He's passionate. He's coming to you like, I want to be with only you. I made a mistake. And you like, I understand that feeling. But then, girl, you're right.
Needs.
You gotta get your own. Yeah, you gotta pursue what you want. Mm-hmm. So I feel like in dating other people, like what you're doing right now sounds kind of like the ideal sitch.
Yeah, right? I fully agree. I think ultimately, not like me asking if you like whatever. So my first thought is there's something medically wrong and he should totally go to a doctor and like talk to a doctor about that, because if he can't, you didn't say why he can't get it up, and you haven't said that you guys have had a conversation. Not that I'm going to say that it's like not normal, but it's definitely something like either he's like suffering for some like real like PTSD, like it can happen to like sexual abuse victims, like things like mm-hmm. that. So it's an important part of relationships. As you said, it is, you're not crazy. So it needs to be something ultimately. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it's part of your needs. And if it's important, if you are important to him, this aspect should be something that you guys are working on and something that he's working on. But at the same time, like there's totally like that embarrassment factor that you don't really want to admit that stuff. I'm curious if you guys like are intimate in other ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, not that I'm saying like, and I fully, oh my God, fully fucking so feel bad for you, because I would feel so goddamn insecure.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Holy shit, I would feel awful, which you totally shouldn't. But I that's just a natural reaction, because I would also say too, depending on if there's like a medical reason or if it's like from an insecurity aspect, or he could be, it's what's it called when, so there's aromantic when you have,
Asexual
and aromantic, and one of them is you're not sexually attracted to people, but
that's,
you can
asexual.
Yeah,
is that asexual? But asexual, you can still be like, you can have like life partners, or you can do whatever you want. But like, you can still have very romantic feelings towards somebody and not be sexually attracted to somebody. And I don't know if that's what you guys are experiencing, or that's what he's experiencing on his end, or if it's an insecurity thing, or a medical thing, or something like that. But I also think ultimately you answered your own question, because you said that you don't want to be in a relationship long term after this. And that's what he wants. And ultimately, like, he can be the nicest guy ever, and you don't really want to ruin what you guys have, but you don't want to date him when you're done. Yeah. So like, it's going to end in 6 weeks, no matter what, on your end. Like, you don't want to be long distance with him after this. But you don't want to like ruin what you guys have, but you only have what you have for 6 more weeks. And how often do you want to be driving 6 hours one way to visit a guy to not get laid?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he can be so nice.
I hope she's not doing the driving. I hope he's doing the driving.
Oh, I like,
Do you think he goes down 6 hours?
That's what I was thinking. What's his tongue game like?
You know, because I'm like, it's like penetration. Great. Cool. But is he going down on you?
Yeah. That's really important question. Because if he's not, then...
Your friends.
Yeah.
That's just your friend. That's just your friend. And I think that's great. Great. You can... Yeah, I mean, also, I don't know. I think like that's a long time to if also like some people have different sex drives than others. Like sex is so important to me in a relationship. I always say that I'm like, I swear to God, I would know if I like someone more sleeping with them than going on a second date. Like, it's just like I can fast track my feelings.
I would say it's like 50% in the beginning, and then like as it goes on, it's like it becomes a little less important. Yeah. But when I'm first meeting someone, it's equally like chemistry in life and chemistry in the bedroom.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like compatibility and chemistry. Because like otherwise I'm like, I'll just be your friend.
Yeah.
Like I'm not attracted to you like that. Mm-hmm. So like this is what we'll just do. But yeah, I think like ultimately you need to be selfish with your own feelings in this. And by being selfish with your feelings and being honest and upfront with you want, I think that's the most fair thing to him and everybody else.
And there's probably a chance that because of his I don't want to say shortcomings, but yeah, we'll call them shortcomings.
Mel! Mel Camp. Petition for Mel Camp. Thumbs up for Mel Camp.
That might be part of the reason he's like, I love you, don't leave me, because he feels like maybe I can't get anyone else. Like, if I can't please you, you know, someone who's trying really hard to,
and like, you're still around. Like, you haven't, like, walked.
And you like him, you're still hanging out with him romantically, and now you're like, oh, I gotta sleep with other people because you can't get it up. He might be freaking out a little bit, so that might not necessarily be him being like, I love you as much as it is, please don't leave, I need this situation because it's not working very well. Also, if he's taking antidepressants.
Yes, I forgot I was going to say that. Antidepressants. Yeah. And also, I'm going to say it. I don't think he ever had sex before when she said that he was drunk and didn't remember it. Yeah. First of all, if he's got an issue getting hard, if he's drunk, there's no way he's getting hard. And that sounds like maybe make him watch the season of The Bachelorette. There's a male virgin on The Bachelorette this season.
Yeah. Also, like, the foreplay situation is a good question. Like, are you spending time going? I know he should, first of all, be going down on you a lot. Are you spending time, like, going down on him, being like,
have you guys
like
watched
this?
Like, porn together? Like, is like, what is he into?
Yeah.
Cause that could also be it. He could have some, like, I don't know where he grew up, but if he grew up in like a sexually repressed place, feeling like guilty about having those kinds of feelings, but then also maybe if he's into things that aren't, he hasn't deemed super conventional, maybe he's like not really admitting what he's into sexually.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's gay.
Yeah, that one too. It could potentially be it. But I mean, I've hooked up with my fair share of gay guys and
they got hard. Yeah, so
me too. One.
One. I think I'm pretty sure for sure one guy I've hooked up with is gay. But he also came in his pants the time we were hooking up. And I felt great about myself. My 16-year-old self was like, I'm a fucking baddie. Like, I'm so hot. I still carry it with me to this day. Half my confidence is from him coming in his pants. I hope we helped.
I hope that helped.
I love your sexual confidence. I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had the sexual confidence at her age. How old is she? She's like 21?
20.
Oh, 20.
Mm-hmm. I did.
I know. I was just about to be like, actually, mine. I'm at 20. Okay. Well, I hope it works out. And get that. Live that best rom-com life.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Very Lizzie in the outback. In the outback. Yeah. I also hate that he's not even Australian.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Aussie guys are the hottest guys.
Exactly. They're fucking crazy, but they're hot.
They're crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting a nose on the other side of the camera.
She was in Australia for like 2 years, and she's like, all the Australian guys are gross.
We get the good ones here. The hot ones travel here.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to go on a break and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, producer Melissa here. I want to take this break to thank you guys so much for listening to Don't Blame Me. Without you, this show wouldn't be possible. And I'm not just saying this, we literally need your calls to make this a show. So Megan and I were discussing how much we love doing the topical show's first season. We did a show on back to school advice, a couple on sex, and one for Valentine's Day advice. When we did those, we picked the topics, but this round, we want to put it in y'all's hands. So tweet me, she is not Melissa, what topics you'd like to cover. It can be any and everything. And if we dig it, we'll do a future episode centered around that topic. Once again, my Twitter handle is she is not Melissa. I look forward to seeing your ideas. Now back to the show.
Okay, guys, we are back from the break and we're going to go into more calls. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Me too.
I am 21 years old and I have been dating my boyfriend for the past 2 years. We have known each other for way longer than that and, you know, been complicated, that whole thing, for longer than that. But we have been in a committed relationship for 2 years. And just the other day, I found out that my boyfriend is, like, super into porn and definitely was not prepared for that. I'm looking for some advice on how to approach that whole thing. I think the way that it kind of made me feel when I heard all of that is almost like I'm not enough. Or maybe like now it's not just a relationship between me and him and my body and his body, but like all of these other girls that like he doesn't even know are there. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like in our culture today, porn is like not something that people talk about because it's something people talk about so much. Like it's just so there in the media. And I see that, and it totally sucks that like that's something that he's gotten into and that he enjoys. And yeah, it's a real bummer. But at the same time, I think like, I don't know, it's never talked about from the other side. Like, how does that affect the people that are in the relationship with you, if that makes sense? And so, yeah, just looking for some advice on that. When I confronted him and talked to him about it, he was totally open and like told me the truth about what was going on and what he was doing. And said he didn't want to do it anymore. And like, yeah, I trust him, I think, but I guess I'm just a little bit apprehensive of like, if it'll stick and like, how can I trust him that he won't do it anymore? Should I care that he's even doing it? Like, I don't care that he's jacking off, I guess. It's more just like these other girls that are now in it, kind of. I don't know. Your help would be great, and I really appreciate it. Love your podcast, and hope that you can help. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for loving this podcast, and I'm so sorry. This is going to be the last episode you ever listen to because I'm about to go fucking in. Okay. And I want to say this as like, this isn't even going to be like a harsh talking to you. I just want to do this for everybody who's listening to this podcast. Porn is so fucking natural. If anybody, so I will admit, I'm not super into porn at all. Like, that's not like my idea of a hot time to like watch porn. But like, I also know that like, I'm a rare person in that case. And also like, there's no issue with porn.
Well, piggyback off of that, there's issue with porn, the porn industry in some cases. I was going to say one thing.
Yeah.
Porn, I'm all for.
Yeah.
I'm not all for porn where you like, they're, you know, this free porn online where they like get young women to do it.
Yeah.
And they like harass them. But there are lots of kinds of porn that are like real couples. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the sites.
Yeah, no, my friend was telling me about one recently. And she was like, you'd like this one because it's so much less like, yes. I don't need to see a girl like pretending to come from like getting her nipple touched.
Exactly. There are some, like,
bitch, I wish.
Problematic parts of the porn industry. There's also problems. And like, my question is like, is his watching porn
affecting
your sex life? Is he railing you from behind to the point where it's like
coming
really
all over your tits without asking?
Yeah, like shit like that, that is like not actually pleasurable for you, but something that he's learned from these kind of like shittier Pornhub or whatever the hell. But porn, and like you're saying, like porn in general, like there's porn out there that is totally fine and good and natural, and it's a way for men more than women, but women too, my roommate, like 100% to just like get off and like pleasure yourself when you're not, the other person's not around, or like you're not having sex.
Yeah. And there's also something like, I, oh my God, sorry.
Right shoulder that time.
Did you feel like right shoulder? I don't know if you masturbate, but like, which first of all, you so should. It'll make your sex life so much better. But like, there's such a difference in like having sex with somebody and like getting yourself off.
Yeah.
And even if you're watching something, what I would say in that situation is like, first, like, half the time it's like, I don't know, it's like cracking your neck. Like, it's not like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, this is like an itch I need to scratch. And like, you're like, sometimes there are some times where I'm like literally not even in a good mood. I'm like, fuck, I need to masturbate. Like, it's like, it's on my checklist of something that I have to do because I'm in a bad mood. And like, I'm not, and it's like, it's not like I'm going to be like a 45 minute, like go me, love myself session. Like, I want 5 minutes in and out. Like, that's not, and like, also the amount of times that your boyfriend, like, wants to have sex because his body is like, hey, this needs to happen right now. Like, you're going to bust a nut. Do you want to be there every single time to have sex with him for that?
I know I don't. Like, I know compared to like all men that I've dated, I have a pretty high libido and still, they're like,
you're
three,
busy
most of the time. I'm like, I'm busy, but you can like right next to me if you want to. Like, go at it. I'll be here. I'll like take my pants off so you can look. Like, I'll like help you out. But I'm like, I'm on my laptop.
Yeah,
right,
grab
now.
My,
like,
there are my tits.
You can put your hand there.
Yeah.
But I gotta send these emails, you know? Like, And it's like, yeah, you don't, you want, this is the thing, you want your partnership and your relationship to feel like the sexual part of it should never be, yeah, it should never be like, neither of you at any point should feel restrained or mm-hmm. like feel like they can't truly be themselves. And if he's turning around and he's like, oh, I'm not going to do it anymore, I don't want to do it, he might be like repressing something that he just kind of naturally needs to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the porn aspect of it, I know it, when it can feel like other girl, it's not about these girls. It literally is just about like
holes.
Visualizing like what the act is mm-hmm. and being like, okay, that's what I'm feeling right now is like what I'm visualizing. It's not like I promise you, he's not looking at these girls like, oh, that beautiful woman, I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
It's not that. I don't know. Maybe it's probably not. Not.
I also think like, I would say I think you're kind of leaning in the territory of like, just like porn shaming. And like, there's an issue there with your relationship as porn, but there's also like this, like, it's porn, but it's like, it's about sex. Like that's what this is about. Like, it's about like, whether it's like fetishes and things that turn him on. Like we've had people who've called into the podcast where they've had like boyfriends who are like super into watching like anal porn and stuff. And it's like, there are girls who don't want to do anal mm-hmm. and like, for sure, get your rocks off doing something that I'm not into here. But it's not, there's a difference with, okay, so this is something I'd say, like, what I really dislike about the porn industry and what I also really dislike about my friend and I just got in this whole long talk. Her boyfriend went to a strip club and he's mm-hmm. like, what? And she was very uncomfortable with it, which I think is, I understand that. And she was uncomfortable with it. And he kept saying, no, I think it's just really funny. And then it became, I'm like, no, it's not funny. These are real people. Yeah, like, you can't laugh. That's not okay. And ultimately, the thing that I have with porn and the difference of this, and this will ease your mind, but I think it's a fucked up aspect of it, is that these aren't really necessarily real people to these men. Like, they're not, these aren't objects to lust after. These are not people who they even know their real name or their real last name or who they think about when they think about like raising a family and stuff. Like, they are purely like Westworld hosts that are like sex and doing something for someone else's pleasure, which I think is like a very fucked up notion that right. these are actual humans that people, they're dehumanized, like men or whatever, whoever's watching this and can kind of not think about that, or they're being dehumanized. So I think like ultimately in that sense, but also you kind of have to get to like, men are most of the time pretty aware of how not realistic it is. And I think, again, like if it's infiltrating your sex life, like if he's expecting you to come solely from penetration in 5 minutes, or if he's pressuring, which is literally laughable. But like if he's also pressuring, oh my God, I'm getting so cold from drinking this. I'm shivering. I'm drinking a frozen drink. But if he's like pressuring you to do things that you're not into or whatever, but ultimately like it's, I don't know. I don't think it's really fair to tell him that like he can't or can't do something, because like it's his own sexual journey. And the same thing with you. Like, what if he said, oh, you know, it really doesn't, like if you masturbate, like I'm not comfortable with you masturbating. Like, I want to be the only person who ever gets you off. Like, I just don't think that's really fair. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with porn. And there's also nothing wrong with you, because you don't look like those girls. Yeah. And I get that insecurity of it. Like I have an issue. I don't have an issue with my boyfriend like watching porn. I've got an issue if my boyfriend follows porn stars on Instagram. Yeah. And if he follows people like that, because I'm like, this is infiltrating your daily life when you're at work and you're suddenly mm-hmm. scrolling through and thinking of these girls. But if you're logging on to accomplish a need and these are the people there, and then they live and die on that site. Mm-hmm. And these aren't things that you follow through the rest of your life. Like that, I think it's fine.
I would also suggest, just like before, if you really love this guy, like if he's a guy worth, you know, sticking around, I would suggest finding one of these cool sites where it's like couples mm-hmm. that upload their own porn. I love them because they're real people. They don't mm-hmm. look like porn stars, which is the really cool thing. And I would try watching it with him and mm-hmm. like having sex or masturbating together, and just try. So you are like going out of your way to be like, hey, babe, I'm uncomfortable with this, but I see that you really like it and need it. And it's something that helps, mm-hmm. you know, get you off. I want to participate with you. I don't want to feel like shut out. I want to be mm-hmm. open with each other. So let's try it. And then at least you've like taken the step to try to meet him, like, where, you know, where are his needs? And then maybe in doing that, he'll be like, oh, cool. Like, I don't need it. And like, I've got this great girlfriend and now I can, like, also good idea. Make some little videos. I was thinking that too. Or like, maybe some next time you're going down on him, like, he can video it.
Yeah.
And then he has something of you to reference.
We're getting some head shakes.
We're getting some no's because of the internet. Yeah. But maybe get like one of those flip cam. Something
the Sony handy cam.
Like, yeah, that. Something that you can't,
my first YouTube camera.
Something you can't directly upload to the internet.
Polaroid pictures too. Like
Polaroids. Yeah, like cute like stuff of you guys. And yeah, of course. Okay, so like sex vids isn't necessarily, unless you really, really trust him, sex vids isn't the best idea. But yeah, just kind of try to meet him halfway instead of being like, what you're doing is wrong and making him like repress his sexual desires and feel bad about himself, which will only
Up your sex life.
Yeah, it's just going to go south. I would just try to be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And also check it out with him.
If you want to feel like empowered in it too and feeling, because I can get the feeling of feeling less than and comparing yourself to these girls, ask him what he's into in that stuff, because also he might be watching things that he thinks that you wouldn't be into doing.
Yeah.
And like be able to give him the opportunity to be like, no, like, maybe I'm going to be into this stuff. Like maybe I want to try that kind of stuff out, because I think you can feel left out. Cause you're like, what if he's looking at stuff? Not only what if he's looking at stuff of girls who look super different than me, which is just, I think it's just the case that it's always going to be, but I don't think it's an alarming thing because that's not necessarily like his type or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then maybe it's that insecurity of feeling like, oh, is he watching things of girls doing things that like we don't do. And so, seeing maybe there are things that you'd be more comfortable doing. And then also, if you're uncomfortable watching with him for the first time, which I think you should totally do that, watch it yourself for the first time and see. And like, it's not always
the horrible
stuff. It's not always hot girls wanted, and you see these like young underage girls like in basements in Florida, and like
avoid that, please.
Don't watch that kind of stuff, but it's a great documentary. Find something, and like maybe you'll realize that you're actually like, you get turned on by some of this stuff too. And there's no shame in that. There's no shame in being like, it's just a natural human reaction, like your body's reaction to that kind of stuff.
We nailed that.
Go us. And I don't even like porn. On to the next call.
Hi, Megan. I'm 23 years old, and I just started dating this guy probably about 5 months ago. And things are going really well. We get along really well. Everything is great in our relationship. And so we started integrating each other into our friend groups. He has a really close-knit friend group from college, and I also have a really close friend group from college, and he's really integrated himself into my friend group really well, and so I'm starting to hang out with his friends as well. The only problem is, so there's this girl in his friend group, and they've been friends for probably about 6 years now, and I know for a fact that she has been interested in him almost the entire time. She's like basically obsessed with him. And so I'm just not quite sure what to do about it, because I know for a fact that there is never any history there. He was never interested in her. He's actually turned her down 2 or 3 times. And I don't know. I just feel kind of weird about them being so close. Like, they don't really hang out or talk one-on-one all that much. It's mainly just in, like, group settings. And I'm not worried about it or jealous about it. I just feel kind of weird being in their friend group knowing that she's in love with my boyfriend. And so she's definitely been stalking my social media. I know this. So she doesn't follow me. I know that. And so, but I'll catch her, like, looking at my Instagram stories because it tells you who looks at them. And then I'll also get, like, notifications that she's liked really old pictures of mine, but then when I go back to, like, look at the notification, it looks like she unliked it, but the photo is from, like, 2014. So I don't know what to do about the situation, because I feel like she's automatically going to hate me, and I really want his friend group to like me, and I don't want her infiltrating the other people in the group based off of her feelings that forced him. So, I don't know. Can you just, what do you think I should do? Again, I'm not worried that there's any history there or anything. I'm just, I don't know. Am I being crazy? Am I being petty? Like, what do you think? Let me know.
No. As petty master general here, hi, reporting for duty, you're not being petty. Hello! Ready and accounted for. What do you feel?
What was the question? No, just I feel like a couple things. First of all, have you talked to your boyfriend about this matter? It sounds like you kind of did, because he was like, oh, I turned her down a bunch of times. And second of all, it seems like the best and hardest approach is to probably talk to this girl, is to probably be like, if she's, I mean, did she say she's like treating her badly to her face or no?
No, she's just stalking her, and she's afraid that she's going to infiltrate the friend group with disliking her because she thinks it's this girl's bound to dislike her.
Right. So I just think that
take the bitch to lunch.
Mm-hmm. Invite her, reach out to her, mm-hmm. especially Manny if she's petty. Like, Manny yeah. petty hatchet. Especially if she's like the only girl in that friend group. You're like, oh, I want to connect with you. You're my boyfriend's friend, and really kill her with kindness. Mm-hmm. Just like. And go to her and try to establish a relationship with her, because then if she sees that you're like a cool, chill girl, then maybe she'll, maybe, unless she's totally a basket case, like let up a bit and be like, oh, my friend is really happy with this new girl and she's really cool and mm-hmm. I should be friends with her and I should probably move on from this romantic,
one-sided
thing.
I mean, I would do that. I would take her to lunch. I would like one-on-one befriend her, and then I would set her up with somebody.
Yeah.
And like give her that, or talk to her about who she's dating. Because I think the idea of being interested in somebody in your friend group for an extended period of time is just a convenience-based thing. Mm-hmm. And also, not to say that your boyfriend might not be stellar. I don't know.
It's use hard your to best. Believe.
Yeah, it's hard. It's can you believe that your boyfriend turned her down multiple times? I think like,
and hasn't led her on.
Yeah, and also hasn't given her some. I don't know. Like either some things being lost in communication here. Because first of all, there's. I mean, respect this girl if she's resilient enough to have been turned down multiple times by one of her guy friends and maintain a fine relationship in the friend group. Mm-hmm. That to me just doesn't really sound possible. Or someone's downplaying or overplaying something. Yeah. Like either her feelings really weren't that strong and she didn't actually come out and say anything, and it's kind of just been a like seed that's been planted that hasn't been directly turned down. Or maybe your boyfriend and her like drunkenly made out one time at a party, mm-hmm. and she's been maintaining those feelings. Like for me, it just seemed a little far-fetched that she would have been outright turned down multiple times and then still be going for it.
Right.
And all that.
And maybe the concern is like not that she's going for it, but that she's around and clearly has feelings and is like more of a friend with those guys than you are. And you feel like you can't really integrate yourself in that friend group until she accepts you, which mm-hmm. brings us back to the you just got to get with her one-on-one. And
funny, I don't think we actually recorded this, but I won't say which guest it was, but I had a talk with one of our other guests about this same situation. She was in the same situation. There was a girl in the friend group, and her issue, we didn't record it, did we?
Nope.
No. Okay, so her boyfriend, she talked to her boyfriend about it and was like, yo, it's like crystal, crystal clear that this girl has feelings for you. And he said that he had known, but like was just kind of like, oh, like she knew that he didn't have feelings for her and he addressed it or whatever. And then the friend of mine saw when they were all hanging out together that he was friendly enough that this girl was definitely just getting the wrong idea. And he was trying to be such a nice guy and not hurt her feelings and not make it awkward in the friend group by not that he wasn't shutting it down, but he was kind of just like pushing it away and not addressing it head on. And especially if you have feelings for somebody, you can fucking justify what they do left and right.
Totally.
And unless you're being like really, really, unless he's being really blunt with her, then there she might be holding on to like a few like aspects of hope that this is something more than it is. And that's what, so what the, my friend had done was talked to, I think she had talked to the girl. I think the girl kind of denied it. And then eventually the girl just stopped being friends with the whole friend group and everything like that, because it became clear that it was never going to happen. But I think like talk to your boyfriend about it and just be like, and go at it, because you guys have only been dating for 5 months. Go at it from a not accusatory place of being like, hey, I just want to be on the same page, because like, I don't want to go in, I don't want to end up in a situation where I'm the one who doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. So when you say that she's had feelings for you and she's like, you've turned her down, like in what context, what do you mean with that kind of stuff? And then, yeah, you're able to find out also, because you don't really want to, I don't know, you don't want to like go at the situation with her and like confront her and have it get a little like heated and then find out that your boyfriend has like completely let her on. Like that's not really like girl code wise. I would say talk to your boyfriend, find out exactly what went down, and then meet her, show her that like, I don't know, you're also like, if she really cares about your boyfriend as a friend too, that you're not a threat, like that you're not about to be that girl who's like, he can't have any girlfriends, totally. He can't do blah, 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 blah. Show that you're like chill and you're cool, and that you want to create a relationship with her, and you actually might end up really liking her.
Yeah.
Like she might end up being really cool, and she could just be, I'm definitely so guilty of like holding on to feelings for someone and then just for so long because it's convenient. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and if she turns out to be like crazy and that this goes totally awry, then you have every right to go to your boyfriend and be like, hey, I tried. I like held out the, what kind of leaf?
Olive branch.
Olive leaf. Here's a palm frond.
And she was like, you know, I love your boyfriend, bitch. Like if she does something crazy, then you have every right to go to your boyfriend and be like, hey, I really tried to, you know, form some sort of friendship and it's not working. So what's your, put it in his court.
Yeah.
Be like, boyfriend, so what do you suggest we do? Because
your guy already tried it. And also I wouldn't worry about if his friend group is mostly men. One of like the wonderfully terrible things about men is men just like stick together and they don't really listen to what women say. Yeah. So if she hates you and is a group of guy friends, they're not going to really give a shit if she hates you. But
they don't care.
Otherwise, like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine the rest of the friend group would be tainted by that. A, because if she is really just being crazy, she doesn't have any, she has no, what's it called? Like, you don't get up. She has nothing to go on for her craziness.
You know what I mean?
Ammo, that kind of thing. Like, she has nothing to go on for that. So she can't admit that she hates you because she's not sitting on anything with that. So the friend group would be like, what are you talking about? Like, you've got no reason to do that. So either if she's crazy, she's not, the friend group's not going to believe, not going to go along with her because that's just embarrassing for her.
Yeah.
And then if she does have ammo and have like that explanation and the friend group is like, oh, they've always been like a will they, won't they kind of get together sort of thing. I think it's up to you to, I think it's up to your boyfriend to like, if you guys are serious, really explain that to his friends that like that's like a serious thing. And then I think while you're befriending her, befriend his other friends too. And I think like hanging out with each other's friend groups is like a great thing to establish.
Yeah.
And like establishing your own friendships with those friends, because then they're also going to go up to bat to you.
Take the high road until someone fucks with you and then you're allowed to fight back.
That's always my motto, is always, I'm like, I won't throw the first punch, and I'm not going to start this fight, but oh bitch, if you push me, I will end it.
Yeah.
Like I won't start it, but I will finish you. Like I use my powers. I only use my powers for good, not evil. And I won't start because I know I have like a lot of powers.
Right.
And so then when push comes to shove,
powers,
I'm like, well, you asked for it.
Yeah.
I will end it. I'm a good person to have on your side in a fight. Very confrontational.
She's very good.
As if for all of you just listening, that was a violent punch. She watched it on YouTube.
Really scary punch.
Really scary.
It hurt really bad.
So bad. Oh God, this is dramatic. So now it's on to Producer's Corner. And Producer's Corner is where Mel will pick either a callback from someone who's updating us from a previous caller, or we'll also get some feedback. And if anyone had some, if they felt some type of way about a previous call. I heard someone say that in a serious way recently, and I was like, I love that. I was like, it made me feel some type of way. So if you guys want to be in Producer's Corner with a callback or an update, we love the updates and the callbacks. You can just, same thing, 310-694-0976. And then meganpodcast@gmail.com with an MP3 or MP4. Which one's sound?
Three.
Oh, I should have known that. LimeWire life. I was a LimeWire kid. But yeah, so what kind do we have today?
So we have someone that's calling in response to another call. This was from episode 22 with Mots. So this was the caller that was 22 years old. She was an au pair living in Sweden. And so she started dating a guy that everyone loves. And they're trying to make it work long distance. And she's working on getting her visa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so... this is someone calling in response to that who's been through a similar situation.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
So I'm 22 now. I met my then boyfriend when I was 16 and I met him online. I lived in California and he lived in Canada. So we were pretty far apart. But we talked all the time. We fell in love. We met after 3 months. He drove down to see me. And then we met again 10 months after that. So there was a 10-month period of time where we didn't see each other at all. We just talked on the phone and Skyped and everything. And that period was really tough, but I knew that, like, at the end of that time, I would be moving. So I planned to move to Washington for university so that I would be close to him. And then, so we had that to look forward to. I moved to Washington, which was close to him, but it still wasn't, we weren't in the same city, we weren't in the same country still. So I went to school for 4 years. He lived in Canada, and we just made it work. We visited each other as much as we could. It was only 3 hours instead of an 18-hour drive. And then eventually we got married so that I could move here. So we just had it in mind that our end goal was going to be here where he lives. We worked towards that and made sure to visit each other as much as possible. Now I'm 22, and I live in Canada. I'm married to him, and we get to see each other every day, which is awesome. So long distance does work, and like Megan said, when you have an end goal in mind, it works a lot better. And us being in the same time zone also helped a lot too. But I think just if you're dedicated and you both know that's what you want, then it's able to work. So I hope that helped. Thank you so much. Bye.
Megan.
That's hella cute. I did nothing, really.
I just want to plug one of my favorite romances of all time. It's called Like Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody seen it? Drake Duranus with the late Anton Yelchin and Yelkin? Felicity Jones. Sorry. Yelkin. And Felicity Jones before she was famous. Mm-hmm. It is
Keen,
gorgeous, beautiful, funny, sad. Jennifer Lawrence is a bit part. Yeah. Like it was before she was famous. Mm-hmm. But it's about this couple. He's in California, she's in London, and they're like trying to make it work. And it's so beautifully encapsulates that experience of trying, and they kept getting denied their visa, and they're like, we have to make, you know, they love each other. Yeah. So I don't know what you said on the podcast, but
it was, my whole thing was the end goal that I think like long distance can work if it's not like an indefinite amount of time, because I think like I have one friend who I know who, her and her boyfriend have been long distance. I mean, I haven't talked to her for a while, but her and her boyfriend have been long distance for like 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And like he was in the Bay and she's here, and they would just fly, and neither of them had any desire to move to either place.
No.
And I'm like, that eventually, like, I think can get hard. But if you've got an end goal in mind, you also have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes it easier. But that's like hella sweet. Also, do you realize how old she was?
22,
and she's married.
They've been together since they were 16.
No, I'm like mad. I'm just mostly looking at Taylor being like, are we supposed to be married?
According to, I don't know, like people from my hometown are married. That's with babies.
Crazy.
This is the year for babies for people in my hometown.
Really?
Yeah, 25.
Someone in LA needs to have a baby so we can play with them.
I know.
I don't. Okay.
Do we need to knock
Will you have a baby?
Yeah.
You'd have such a cute baby. You would have the cutest baby. It'd be so tiny. It would be so
like
cute.
Like a baby?
Okay,
so that's my goal for this year.
Yeah, 2018, manifest it. It's really easy to manifest pregnancy. Just like get pregnant. Yeah.
And then we have Mel Cam.
And baby Cam. And you just breastfeed the whole time. Oh my God. We're just so progressive here.
That'd be a podcast for 2018. 2019. Future,
because it takes a while to like cook a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I really do want someone. I have two friends who've got one just had her baby, and the other one is like due in August, but they have so many fucking friends that I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to play with your baby all the time. The baby's gonna be so popular,
but they're gonna want she's gonna want, your friend's gonna want time like to themselves.
No,
to
but they
like,
have so many friends who don't have kids who want the baby too.
So they say. We'll see when it actually
That's
happens.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having
you
me.
You were more fun than I thought you were going to be. Oh. Which I had high hopes. You guys want to follow Taylor? What's your socials? I mean, I follow them.
It's at Taylor V, but it's spelled in a really funky, fun way, which is TAYLERVEE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you spell your name.
Thank you. It wasn't my choice, but.
Well, go your mom. Your mom chose it,
thanks,
right?
Thanks, mom. Yeah.
You guys should, we should, okay, first of all, everyone should watch Garbage. Your
everyone
short
watch
film.
My short film, Garbage.
It's fantastic.
It's funny.
It's so funny and it's so good. And if you haven't already watched the YouTube video of this and you need to put a face to the name, you look like such a manic pixie dream girl in it. I love
do.
It.
I do. I kind of look like that one girl in Scott vs. Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, that's not the name
no,
of it.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim verse.
Scott versus the Pilgrims. It's
like Scott Pilgrim versus the world, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah,
the
yeah,
universe yeah, yeah. or everything. Something.
My yeah. favorite Everyone movie hates Chris. Is Eternal Sunshine, so I'm constantly trying yeah. to be Kate Winslet in that movie.
Well, for you and Tyler did it for Halloween.
We did do that. Again, obsessed with that
It was
movie.
Really cute.
It was.
You guys are gross. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
If you guys want to watch the YouTube video, it's on my YouTube channel. Or also listen to it on the podcast app, Apple Podcasts. We would love if you subscribed. Give us 5 stars. We're also on SoundCloud. And if you go to don'tblameme.show, you can listen to other, you can find other places to listen, which is ironic because you're listening to it right now. But if you're watching it, you're curious where you can listen to it. And yeah, the phone number again, 310-694-0976. Call in with your advice, call in with things you need help on or call backs. And then international callers, meganpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll see you next week. Or hear you. Or you'll hear us. We won't hear you. That'd be fucking creepy if you just heard like audience, ambient audience noises. You suck.
You should do a live one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. Coming to you live.
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Maybe soon. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Woo.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me, produced, directed, and edited by Melissa DeMons, camera operator Shireen Yunus, post-production sound by Chris Henry, production assistant Julie Carley, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I'll see you guys next week, and don't blame me if your life, you know, completely fucks up before then. Oh.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.